Hashtag No Limits. I am your host, Shelley Kino, and Hashtag No Limits is about people who society places limits upon, but who are busting through those limits. And Ophelia says in Hamlet, we know who we are, but not who we will be. And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is not a better or more beautiful example than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. For those who don't know, I'll give you a quick science lesson. The caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells and then reforms just when it thinks life is over into a most beautiful butterfly. It's not finished struggling, though. It still has to struggle to get out of the cocoon in order for its wings to be strong enough to fly. That can't be easy. But when I think about how beautiful the butterfly is and how far it goes beyond what it ever thought it could have done when it was a caterpillar, I just find that to be absolutely amazing and worth it. And I think that we can apply that same skill concept to people. I think we're always changing from caterpillars to butterflies. I realize caterpillars only do it once, but I think we as humans do it frequently. And I can't wait to share my guest with you today, Ben Spurr. He is from Build My Story, and they have a very interesting concept that I think is really going to help a lot of people across the planet. You will notice when he starts to talk, he doesn't have the same accent that I have. So I'm really excited to bring him on in just a minute. Before I do that, please be sure to like and subscribe to this channel. And if you're watching in the live, give us a hashtag live and where you're watching from. And if you're watching in the replay, hashtag replay and where you're watching from. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Ben on. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you? I'm doing really well.
I am well as well. We have a beautiful day here in Southern Illinois. You are coming to me not from where you're originally from, though.
Sorry, I believe my connection isn't doing so well. But yeah, so I'm from the UK, as you could probably tell by my posh English accent. I'm from a little town called Hildenborough, just below London. So I'm currently calling from California, where Build My Story is actually based, where myself and my co-founders are all based, and we're kind of getting it out to schools over here. We'll go into that in a minute. But yeah, I'm from the UK originally.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I love it when we can collaborate with people from around the world and then offer products to everyone in the world, because, you know, the UK doesn't have the niche on it. The United States doesn't, Australia doesn't. And you know, if we can just collaborate, the more we can collaborate, I think the better for everyone. So tell us about yourself and what then Build My Story is and how you got involved with Build My Story.
Absolutely. So I am one of the co-founders of Build My Story. So I came along, who's also a co-founder, and his uncle, Chuck Cook. So Chuck and Jake kind of came up with the concept about a year and a half ago. Chuck is from California, and it all evolved around his son, Josiah, who has ADHD and he was having problems at school. And Jake was over visiting in California. He's from the UK too. And he thought, why don't we kind of use these modern tools, these AI tools, to sort of create a little storyline for Josiah so he can understand how to kind of fix his behavioral issues in school. And so what they did is they used these kind of text generation and image generation softwares to put together a children's book for Josiah, and actually worked with Josiah to build the book. And it took a long time. It really did when they did it. I was kind of on the other end of the line listening in to how it was all going, and it really took a long time. But the book was made and they got it printed. And when Josiah actually received the book, he loved it. He really, really liked it, and it really helped him. So he actually took it back into school. And the teacher was like, this is really helping Josiah's behavior, because it taught him through sort of a journey, through an actual story, getting from where he is now and where he could be after a certain amount of time, really. And it just helped him. And it really sparked the idea of, can that help other people around the world? Can that help parents? Can that help teachers, clinicians, you know, all sorts of kind of areas of the world for kids? And that's where the idea sparked. And I came along about 6 months down the line to help out. And it just blew up from there. And we've loved working as a team. We love getting out there. That's where it started. And that kind of time that it took to build that first book turned into this idea of, can we speed it up and can we make it easy for other people to do? And we finally got to the stage now, a year and a half later, when we're in the position to say that people can make a children's book in under 10 minutes, which is something that we're really proud of. We spent a lot of time working on the software and how everything kind of fits together and makes it easy for parents. And we're actually now looking at kids to create their own books. That's where we are today.
That's incredible to write an entire children's book in 10 minutes. That's absolutely phenomenal. So I wanted to know, how can you do that in 10 minutes? Because I'm a published author and it took me way longer than 10 minutes to write my book.
Right. Absolutely. So, I mean, we are, you can't write a book in under 10 minutes if you're not using these modern tools like AI we've created. But what basically happens, you can, and I'm going to go through a demo in a second of how this works, and you put in a story prompt and it comes out with a book, and you can change the text all you want. You can customize it yourself. But what we do is we provide sort of a structure of the story. You can go ahead and take that and take that as your book, or you can edit it yourself. So it almost generates the idea for you, so you don't need to spend a long time coming up with the idea, and it really helps. It's sort of a quick tool to help the kid rather than really spending a long time thinking about it, especially as a parent. The way we built it, it helps. So shall I go into a demo of the software?
I want you to, but somehow, I don't know how, but it has disappeared. So I'm going to need you to share it again. We thought we had this prepared in advance, and we had gotten it pulled up, and operator error, more than likely on my part, that it is not up and ready to go like hoped it would be. And so I think what you are describing, to me, it sounds like something that I used when I taught called a social story. And so I'm curious to see how, when we develop this, if that is, basically the same thing as to what you're doing. Now, I need you to go to your screen, to the Build My Story screen, because right now it's, if I pull it up, it's just going to, it's us again. So, okay, perfect. Now Absolutely. I can add it up there. Okay. So first of all, let's give the website. So this is buildmystory.com, correct?
This is our kind of app side of things, but I can just quickly run into our sort of the front website, buildmystory.com. This is where you guys would come into. Just going to hide this down here. And this is where it explains what we're doing and everything that we've built, really. And if you just click any of these buttons, it takes you to the story builder. And this is the story builder side of things.
All right. So go ahead and let's build our story.
Absolutely. So I'm going to use today an example I spoke about earlier, Josiah, who is Chuck, our founder's son. It's because I've got a picture of him on my laptop, and that's where we'll go. So you click the Let's Get Started button, and you're presented with this simple screen, which gives you all the options to put in to really customize the story. So number one, the most important element is the name. Who is going to be the main character of the story? So I'm just going to put in Josiah. That's his name. Next is the reading level. So we've got four kind of different levels, and this is, you can mix and match with it. If you click on one of these, it gives you an estimated word count per page, so you can kind of get an idea of what level of reading you might need. So if we just go for beginner reader for this one, then that'll help out. So 40 words per page. Now, the story setting and goal, this is the section where you can create, and this is the bit that you publish. So you write this story prompt. It's everything to do with the beginning, middle, and end of the story. What's the problem you're looking to solve in this story? Is it behavior issues? Is it anything else like that? Are you trying to build a social story? What is the social story going to be for? This is where you write that. And all you need is a simple two-line prompt. So I have, of course, got one pre-written. Now, this is just so I don't have to spend a while typing out. Josiah wants to win his first go-kart race, but keeps coming in second. He knows he needs to practice more to achieve his goals. He finally comes first and wins the race. He celebrates and is so proud of the hard work he puts in. So Josiah is looking to be an F1 driver when he grows up, and he loves to race. I think he races go-karts. And so this is, I've actually got a picture of him here. This is Josiah here. He's got his go-kart there.
Wow.
And this is a book he's made in the past. So he's 10. He's 10 years old. And
that's brilliant.
Yeah, so he is the original author. I don't have a picture of the first book that was made, but it doesn't look like this. So next step is story type. One of these, there's loads of options. You can really play around with this. But for this kind of situation, I'm thinking, okay, let's go for maybe an adventure. And it gives you a little summary on the right there of what this story might look like. The next is the writing style. So again, there's loads of options. Click on any of these and it shows you a little summary of what the writing style is going to look like. So next is, let's go for action-packed. I mean, I think a go-kart race or a F1 race is quite action-packed. And then we've got 3D animation. So this is the big bit, the big part of the images of the book. So at the moment, we've got one type of art style. In the future, we're going to bring out more.
Okay.
What's really interesting is you can actually write this in 4 languages.
Wow.
English, Spanish, French, and German. Now, I can't speak Spanish, French, or German. However, we have tested it myself. So we'll stick with English, which is what I can test today.
Now, I'm sorry, but I have to interrupt you here.
Total. So,
I need to interrupt because my husband and I actually had the privilege to live in England for 3 years in the 1990s. And oftentimes we were told, I speak English, I understand American. And so when you say that you are choosing the English language, are you choosing British English or United States English or some other version of English?
That's a great question. So this is United States English. And it's okay. A bit, so we actually did, I'll go into this later, but we did had a school session. So kids got to create their own books in the UK and they had to go and edit all of the English spelling to English UK spelling after, because that's just one thing we haven't, because this is obviously based in the US and there's 2 types of English and one right. thing we need to add. But we are in, you know, we're early on, we're in kind of beta mode at the moment and it's open to the public, but yeah, this is English with, imagine the brackets, USA. There.
Okay, sorry, and that was kind of tongue-in-cheek but kind of serious at the same time.
Absolutely right. No, it is because you know, if you're in the UK making these books and you get English spelling, then it might confuse the kid. So that's one thing that we are, it's kind of like this week we're looking at it. So yeah, it's quite important, I think, especially for reading and learning, which is what we're trying to do at Build My Story.
Right.
So yeah, shall we click a, let's go for, yeah, so page total. Load of different options, but I'm going to go for a nice short story. Let's go for 20, shall we? So, yeah, this is the main bit done. This is the hardest part done. And now it was fairly simple, I hope. You go, okay, next step. Step number 2 is to build the character. So you can upload a picture of the kid or yourself, whoever wants to be the main character of the book, or you can continue without uploading a photo and actually describe the person. So you can say what hair color they've got, what color are their eyes, what clothes are they wearing, what shoes are they wearing? Have they got any, or you know, anything like that? Really, you can throw it in here. So I upload a picture of Josiah, and the picture I showed earlier, I've actually just screenshot his picture there, looking very happy, which is great. So, and he is, of course, 10. Now, before I move on, we do have options in here. So you can actually create an animal. You can you can even upload a picture of yourself and it'll turn you into an animal.
So oh my gosh.
If your kid wants to be a dog, they can be a dog. If your kid wants to be a dolphin, sure. I haven't tested a dolphin. I don't know how that'll look, but I'd be really interested to see.
Yeah.
And fictional is just whatever your kid, it really, what we're trying to do here is, however, you know, the imagination that goes on in kids' minds is, this is what Build My Story wants to bring out into books. If they want to be something in the future, then they can be it. You know, they can be it in a story. And it's really using this creativity and imagination that the kids can have to try and solve problems. And really kind of, it's like a way of communicating certain problems with kids. So for this one, we'll go for human and clothes and description. So one thing is, it doesn't do helmets very well. So you'll have to forgive me if there's no helmet whilst he's driving a car.
Okay.
Which shouldn't be very well. So what I'll do is, I'm going to go for a white, maybe, and red race suit. That's what they're called. Now, I will try helmet and black boots. Now, we've got a picture of him, so I'm not going to worry about describing his features, but we found that it's good to actually write in the eye color, because at the moment it's sort of, it likes to go for brown eyes. So I believe he has brown eyes from this photo, which will happen naturally anyway. That's why it's gender. So just to let the gender there. And then we click that button. So now we wait. Now it's, put the kettle on, make a cup of tea as we do in the UK. I'm sure you guys would do the same in the US.
Most people probably do a cup of coffee. I personally am a soda drinker, so I would grab my soda. So while that's generating the book, you said that we have a comment, and I just wanted to pop that up there. Fran says, howdy. And she's watching live. She's watching. She didn't say this, but I know this about her. She's watching from Southern Illinois. So she's enjoying the beautiful weather that I am having as well. So in writing the book, when it comes up with, and I'm sure we'll get into this when it's finished, but when we come up with the story and say we don't like the way that it turned out, I know that you and I talked a little bit before the show started that each person gets a trial for a month and they can do up to 3 stories. So if you don't like the story the way it is, does that count as one story and then you tweak it and then that's a second story, or does that all still count as one story?
Right. So when I go into the next page, what happens is images are generated and text is generated. You can change the images as much as you want, and you can change the text as much as you want. So if you're willing to put in the time, you have the freedom to change a book, and that takes up one book credit. Now, if you do go then and go back to the beginning and create another book, then it does take up another book. That's pretty much it. You can edit the book as much as you want whilst it's, so that doesn't take up a credit.
Okay, perfect. And it looks like it's finished.
It has. And we have a helmet, which is great. Safety comes first.
Yeah.
And it's given him brown eyes. I think it looks pretty similar to him, but you can, it's worked out quite well. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's even got a chin strap there, which is great. So it's got the white and red race suit, the orange helmet, and the black boots and brown eyes as well. So it's really good at listening to what you want to see. And it's one
of
those. As long as you're specific. Yeah. And you don't need to put anything in here. It's just creativity. It does a really good job at pictures. It just goes a bit crazy. You just got to be, nice and specific, but we found that most people know what they're looking for and really use their imagination here. So, yeah, I mean, you get an option for between four photos to choose from. So let's go for the first one. And the next step is just press continue. Now, before I do that, you can regenerate the character as much as you want at this point. You can change, you know, change one of these and change the clothing. If it doesn't come out right, you can change all of this and just press.
Okay, before you move on, I'm going to be persnickety here. Can you change the character type from a human to an animal?
From this point, you can.
Okay.
I'm not sure what will happen because I haven't tried it myself. We can try it now if I go crazy. So we probably won't try it now. But
okay.
I know you can. Yeah. I'd wonder what a white red race suit on a dinosaur might look like with his face.
Right. I was kind of, okay. Like I said, I was just being persnickety. So.
Please feel free and give it a go.
Awesome. Okay.
Amazing.
So and Fran says, way cool.
Continue. Now it comes up with a tutorial video for the first time users. And it's another little time to wait. So this is going to generate the text.
That wasn't much at all.
No, well, you'll see that there's the loading page on the image. So text comes first, which is great. So whilst the text comes straight away, which is nice, so you can actually go through and have a read of the text. Now, on here there'll be an image for the front cover. You can change the author here. So Jake I'm using my colleague's account, Jake Robson, but you can, of course, go ahead and change that to Josiah. Oh, doesn't like that. There you go. Oh, wow.
Did you press the little edit button? Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, so this little pencil here, and you can even change the title up here too.
Okay.
So all edited. All can be customized, which is great. So there you go. The images are already generating, which is good. And it's great to see that he's wearing a helmet. I'm so glad he was.
And this one doesn't even have the chin strap. This one has the whole bottom face mask.
Right. And you'll find, so I would most like, I would assume that these helmets are probably changing all the photos. He hasn't got the thing around the chin, but we found that kids, you know, they don't mind. The whole point in the speed of doing this in under 10 minutes is, and I say under 10 minutes because that's what you can do. But a lot of people spend a lot more time on this, and really point, whilst I'm waiting for the images to generate, I just go ahead and have a look at the text. So you can click the edit text button and you have the freedom to choose what you want to write here. So page one, we've got Josiah zipped around the track in his red and white race suit. His orange helmet gleamed under the bright sun. He loved go-karting and dreamed of coming first. And you can edit that and update it if you want, and et cetera, throughout the book. So as you can see, these are all sort of generating.
Yeah, and the helmet does change, like you said, between some of the pictures.
Let's have a edit. Of course, this is Josiah. This one's an interesting one. The hairs come out of the helmet. There is a bit of forgiveness just because of it, you know. I think this is my favorite.
Yeah.
That's funny. Create new image. If you press that button, here is a prompt. So this is the thing that creates the image. It takes the character, creates a scene, and it's a close-up of Josiah in his sleek white and red race suit, and that comes out with the picture. You can edit that as much as you want. You can change characters, so you can actually select a new character. If you come in here and you can create another one, you can go to character library, and here are some other characters that I've created in the past. And look at that. There's an example of the dragon human.
Yeah.
I actually forgot that we did that. That's great. We've got Shrek in there. We've got some dogs. You know, this is just the kind of characters you can create. Good example of characters. and cowboys down there. So yeah, you can select a new character, you can make a new image with new character, etc. Right now we do only have one character per image, but we're trying to get sort of two characters in one image, ideally when the kid and the parent want to be in the same photo. We're very close to sorting that out, but hopefully it can be done soon. I'm getting carried away. So
this is great. I'm just sitting here thinking how amazing technology is, because as I talked about before, it is sounding a little bit like a social story. The social stories that I've ever used, we've always had them be about behavior, you know, and how to, you know, or have an expectation coming if there's going to be, you know, like in a, say a substitute's coming, you know, what do I do when a substitute's here? And you write it and you very personalize it like you're doing with yours. But as far as all these amazing graphics, like I would have to go around and take pictures of my students, upload them into the software. And typically it was like Microsoft Word was the software. I mean, there wasn't even specialized software that gave me a pre-generated story idea. I would have to come up with the story idea myself, and it would be very probably boring and basic. And so I can just see so many potential ways that this can be used. This is a great question. How creative can you do a character in a wheelchair?
Right. Now that is a very good question. And I wish I could show you the one we made recently, but we can do wheelchairs. That was a really big ask. And we actually had a client who was looking to create those photos, and we sort of tried to tailor it in our back end to do that. But it does it really well. I can't show you an example now, but I can confirm that wheelchairs are great. And it's so good because number one rule at Build My Story is to try and make our software as inclusive as possible, because, you know, it can include any type of child, anyone at all. And so obviously we're using AI technology and it's hit and miss. So we're trying to sort of tailor certain things. So whenever someone's looking for a certain aspect, you know, I mean, one thing is one of our customers, the kid was going into hospital, and I think it was him learning to use crutches. And so we tried to get crutches in a photo, and it took a little bit of time to play around, but it got there in the end. And yeah, wheelchair, absolutely fine.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I so appreciate that question, because I hear so often, you know, if you're going to put me in the story, put me in the story. And, you know, if you happen to be someone who uses a wheelchair, or, you know, if you have red hair versus brown hair, if you wear glasses or you don't wear glasses, if you, you know, maybe you're missing a limb, or one of your limbs is, you know, in a cast, or, you know, I mean, there's so many things. So I was just curious, when you're putting in that prompt of character building, is that where you would put those kinds of changes or attributes, I guess?
Right. Yeah. So when you go, it's actually going to be back in the character generation. So when you select your character here, in fact, let's try it now and see what happens. Let's put Josiah. I'm not sure if it might take a while. We probably won't do that, but you basically do it in here. So you throw it into clothing and description. You just mention sitting in a wheelchair, and it, you know, play around with it. You get, you don't need to change anything. You just need to press this. When you are on, if you have already created your story and you need to add, if you want to add that character, then you just select the character. But it's back when in the previous page, when you were building that character, that is where it would be. And then that kid would be in all the photos.
Yeah. Awesome. So Fran, I know you said that you joined late, and so I don't know if you heard it, but everyone who goes to buildmystory.com gets 1 month free. And Ben, correct me, please, if I say this incorrectly, 1 month free. And in that 1 month access to build my story, you can create 3 digital books.
That is correct. I'm trying to think if that is the current things have changed. So there's I believe I need to send. I'm actually going to confirm this. You actually get. We've sort of changed things. We've been trying to test the current software over the last few months, mm-hmm. and that's where we've given 1 month away for free. But right now, you sign up, no credit card or anything. You get to test it with one book, so you can create your whole book and you can view the digital book. I do apologize. I'd just like to confirm that it's one book for first time users.
Okay, perfect. She does go on to say, so you can use all type of adaptive needs. So based on what the AI knowledge is, and then how, like, if you're just going to pick one of those separate characters or additional characters, if there's maybe already been one built for someone else, then you'll be able to just, you know, if you're not quite so concerned about, you know, maybe hair color or eye color, but just the fact that, you know, another person might be in a wheelchair, or the other person might be missing a limb, or might always have to wear a helmet or a brace or a walker or something like that. If you've already had those pre-generated, then you can just choose that as that additional character for the book.
Right, absolutely. And I mean, you can, you know, in that book, you can generate different images as much as you want. So there's completely unlimited image generation, character generation. So you can really play around with it. And so, yeah, create as many characters as you want. That's all involved.
That's amazing. So this technology, in the year and a half since its inception, has grown leaps and bounds. And is that correct? Would you use that same generalization?
I'm so sorry. I think I've cut out. I'm not sure if.
No, you're good. Can you hear me?
I can. And now I think we're back.
Okay.
Can you ask that again, please?
Yeah. I honestly don't know what I said. So just thinking about the fact that it has grown so much in just, you know, you said this was only started about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing just how much different things have been in that year and a half. So I was saying that, you know, I feel grown leaps and bounds. And so what do you anticipate, while we're waiting for the story to generate, what do you anticipate the future of Build My Story to be?
That's a really good question. Actually, something that we've really thought about, because what we're trying to do is provide a tool for everyone. Large goal to achieve, we need to do it in steps. We've realized as a business. So it's kind of like, we just want to tell everyone about this and trying to help as many kids as possible. That's the number one goal. Every single kid in the world has the chance to be the hero of their own story. In the short term, what we're currently doing is actually working with schools. So we are working with teachers where they can involve a sort of a two-session class. So the first will involve the kids kind of get a chance to write out their own story and plot out their story. So what their character looks like, who, if they're going to be the hero or an animal or their pet or anything like that, what the problem that the kid wants to sort of overcome. For example, in this one, it's Josiah wants to come first in the race, and how is he going to get there? And that's for the kid's imagination to sort of create this this concept. And they can actually build the books in class. So that's kind of what we're currently doing. We're trying to sort of roll it out into schools across the US and trying to get kids actually using the software. So that's an interesting one, because we built this software for adults to use, but we found that kids can actually use it with some help, but kids can actually use it really well. Kids are smart these days, I have to say.
it's
great. I think there's so much technology that they probably see it around. I mean, I know when I'm 24, and when I was younger, I was around technology, but I also wasn't around this kind of technology. So I feel like, you know, kids nowadays are probably looking at all of these things and learning so quickly.
Yeah, and they could probably use the software faster than an adult, because it is almost natural to them to, you know, to use the sort of AI prompt situations to get, you know, some information out. So like for me, it takes me a while still to figure out like, okay, this I'll type something in into an AI and, you know, get something back. And I'm like, no, that wasn't quite what I was looking for. You know, so then I have to retype the prompt and then, it's a little closer, you know, and so it takes me several tries before I actually can explain enough that I get what I want out of it. But I think the younger, I mean, especially like elementary kids, I think they're just almost already trained to just know, like you say exactly what in these terms and in this way, and it's going to give you exactly what you're thinking in your head. And so I'm really excited to see what this can do in the future.
Right. And I think we're really trying to provide a tool for not just teachers, as I've mentioned, but for therapists to use as social stories. So with especially occupational therapists, that's one thing. For parents to actually use with their own kids. So for, you know, a new way of communicating with them. And another one is which is going to be really interesting to test out is using it for nurses and doctors at the hospital for any kind of appointment or operation, and they might be scared to go in, and they can use the books to sort of picture themselves there and to show that it's actually okay. There's so many avenues of this, and it's one of those things where people are scared of AI nowadays, and I completely understand it. But what we want to do is try and use the benefit of creating images and text quickly to really help kids in all scenarios. And I think the kids go through so many different things as they grow up and different sort of scenarios that you can't manually write a book every time. So that's where we come in. And it's like, you can create a quick book and it will help them out. You can print it out of your printer. You can order a physical copy for, I think it's $20 at the moment. It's honestly, it's so exciting to see how this can be used. And we've got loads of ideas, but we just want to see it out there and see how people are using it.
Sorry. So you said that you're getting it out into the schools. So are you looking for schools to help you test it? And if so, how would these schools go about contacting you to become a school that you could test this program or offer this software to them?
That's a great question. Yeah. So we've actually got, if I head over on the right here, currently you can click on this link and we've got this page for schools. So buildmystory.com/classroom.
Okay.
And here you can watch a video over here. It's going to load up. This is an example of a typical name, how many students might want to do it, what kind of problems that the teacher might want to solve, what current problems they've got, just a bit of information that we can collect. And we provide it all completely free to schools. So all kids can do it for free, no cost, nothing like that. We provide a teacher account. So we've recently set this up so the teacher can kind of control the kids' books and send them home. The bit that helps us out is the kids going home and wanting to buy a physical book. So they can create the digital books, but if parents have the option, if they want to buy a physical book, they absolutely can. But for schools, just go to this site and fill out the form and get involved. And it is just for kids to publish their own stories. And it's really been magical so far to see how it's working in schools.
Yeah, that is just, I'm just absolutely blown away by the possibilities and how this can, I hate to use the word revolutionize, because it seems like, you know, anytime anything new comes out, it's going to revolutionize this or that or the other thing. but how this can really benefit every student. I mean, like you said, I loved so much the line of every child deserves to be the hero of their own story. That just really speaks to me. I've especially as a special education teacher, I have worked with students for decades that they never feel like the hero. They never feel like they're getting it right. And to be able to write a story that has them in it, both with a picture and with their name, and it's about them, it's about something that they're interested in or something that they're working on. Because these don't have to be sort of teaching tools, right? I mean, they could just say, you know, like Shelley's wants to be the superhero that saves her town by squashing all the bugs. I don't know. See, this is how bad my imagination is. So, I mean, so it's not that it truly has to be.
Right.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to truly be educational, but it certainly can be used as an educational purpose.
Absolutely can. Yeah, it's either or. I mean, right now we're realizing that obviously schools have testing. They've had spring break. They still might be in spring break. I've realized that over in the US, spring break is quite stretched. So yes. Like different schools around the place have it on different weeks. But we've really found that it can be educational. It's absolutely educational because there's the creative side of, as you can see the images up here, of them kind of plotting out and sketching out their stories and then being able to turn it into a real book and they can publish it themselves as kids. But then there's the reading side of things, which is obviously what our original, you know, the main concept of this is, so they can actually read it and understand. One, learn how to read, and two, learn how to become that hero in the story. And yeah, I think that's just really magical. And with the state testing, it's like, okay, this is a quick session that schools can use that actually kind of gets kids encouraged. And it's like a fun end of year activity, but also educational.
Yeah. So is it possible, did the pictures ever generate from the story that we made, or you made? I didn't really help. And the reason I just wanted to possibly. Oh, beautiful. Well, there's most of them. My reason for asking this is I know you said, and I see it there up in the top where there is a print story button. So that's kind of what I was curious about, was the next step. So once we get it in, because you've shown how to go in and edit the pictures or edit the text. And, yeah. You know, so we're happy with everything. And then what do we do with it? So is it able to go on without having all the pictures generated, or will it not let you?
Absolutely. So sorry, you've cut out slightly, but I'm going to assume that you're asking how to proceed at this point. So yes. I'll run through that. Great. So you can, before I kind of go ahead and press go, you can also view your book in this way. It just looks a little bit cleaner. Now, one thing is the text won't be printed like this. This is the editing view. I'll show you how it will be printed. So,
and what does, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but where it says Josiah's go-kart victory, and it, like, there's a whole bunch of text there. I can't, no, on the right-hand side of the screen where it's got the Josiah's, nope, go down right there. What is all of that?
Yeah, this is what's on every book. So this is basically saying that you own this book. Okay. It's sort of a little bit of blurb for Build My Story saying that this was from Build My Story. However, and you can't kind of go and scan it and copy and paste it and sell it. However, you do own the book, as if you get it printed, it's your book.
Okay.
So you can see down here that it says Jake Robson 2025. Now, this is because the original author was. So whoever comes up with this book can. They own it, you know, they really create it. But right. Of course, we have the logo there just to to share the brand. So next step is press this little I button, or you can share it. So this is the big thing. You can actually go around and share it. So a little difficulties live, which is wonderful, but we'll go for there you go. You could probably recognize this character. So if I go into edit story, this is where we were. This is another example of a book that's generated. It looks like it doesn't. Okay, it's somehow skipped back to Josiah's one. Either way, if you click that little I button, which is just at the top right, a PDF at this point, and the share button here. So you can actually share it with whoever you want. You can copy a link and send it via text or email, and you can also send it directly via email, which is really great because you can share it and people can just view it, send it to grandma, send it to your aunt, you know, send it to whoever you want, a loved one, teachers, anyone, just share it around. And they can just view it on their phone, view it on the PC. And that is sort of the end of the process. So it's either generate PDF or the option to buy it. So this is obviously the bit as a business that we like. It's $12.95 and shipping is $6.99. So that's what you get. And I, as you can see in this photo, this is the copy. And this is obviously a picture, another one of Josiah's book. So that's the book, really. Now, I mentioned a second ago that the text on the page looks quite different when you printed it. And I'll just show you that. We'll let that run for a second. That'll probably, that's the process.
That's wonderful. I absolutely love this. And I see amazing potential. And I like what Fran said about creativity exponential. There would just be, and I'm going to stop the share screen. Is that okay? And that may also help if you closed out a couple of your tabs, that might help with your.
Sure. I actually haven't been able to see you recently. Let's go back. Hopefully that does. Fingers crossed.
Okay.
I can see you now.
I'm trying to see why it's not letting me. That's weird. It's not letting me close it over here. Somehow I did it before, and now that I'm trying to do it, I don't know how to close it. So, it's so incredible. It reminds me, over the last couple of weeks, I made a book for my great niece and my great nephew, and it was similar to this, but not as good. And that company that I got this book from has been around for a long time, and they were personalized books, but the personalization wasn't as much as what you're able to do with this program. In that book, I was able to put one picture in, but the character throughout the book was not my great niece or my great nephew's picture that I used. And it was just, it was a pre-template. So it was just like, I could enter a couple of words to change the story, but I couldn't write the whole story. And so I just think what you're doing with the software is just incredible. Again, like Fran said, I mean, the creativity of it all and the capabilities of it all. And my teacher brain, and then also the behavioral expert that I am, I'm just thinking of like all the ways that this could be used to generate those stories to teach kids and help them be okay. Like you said, nurses and doctors, help the kids before they're going in for some sort of procedure or before they're going to a doctor's appointment. If they're going on a plane for the first time, if they're, like I said, if there's a substitute at their school, I mean, it's just incredible to me the potential of this. And it's really not very expensive. So like if a person signs up, so I guess we really didn't cover that. I mean, we talked about like a 1 month free trial, but then like, is it a subscription? Like they could do so many a month, or how does that part of it work?
Right. So it's for a subscription, it's $9.99 a month. You get three books. That was the one we talked about. So $9.99 a month gets you three books, digital books. Or there's the professional plan where you pay $29.99. This is from my brain. hopefully I'm right. And you get 10 books, something like that. I believe that's the right price. I should know. and it is on my website, and I'm 100% sure that that's correct. And then if you do want to order a physical book, which is the most popular option for a lot of people, it's $20, $19.95 with shipping included. So that's something that people do, especially you can create your first book free and then people have tended to order the physical book there and then. So that's a really popular one.
And the book, it was just a paperback, right? It wasn't a hardcover?
So yeah, hardcover is coming out soon as well.
Okay.
We're just sort of working that one out with the printers. But yeah. Paperback.
Yeah, because again, just thinking about this other software and company that I used, I think it was around $20 with that company too. And like I said, it didn't have all the flexibility that yours does. So Fran has a question. How many characters per book?
Yeah, so you can add as many characters as you want. You can't put two characters in an image, in one image right now, but you can add a different character for every page. If that makes sense, you've just got to go and create a character. You can watch this back, create a character, and then add that character into the image.
And that doesn't change the price.
It doesn't change the price. No.
Okay. Very awesome.
Great.
So
that's good.
I'm just blown away by the possibilities of this. And I'm so excited that we found each other and that I was able to bring this to my audience. I just had a meeting, as I mentioned before we came on, that I was at an IEP meeting this morning, and we were talking about the fact that the teacher, it's a student who's older, but their reading level is lower than what their age is, what their grade level is. And you mentioned that too, you know, that you can write the books at the pre-reader, the beginner, the adult, the intermediate. And so being able to have the child in the story, have it about a particular concept, but at their reading level, even if they're older than what their reading level is. And I mean, this teacher is generating the stories herself right now. So I can't wait till we're finished and I can send her, because I left the meeting a little early because I told her I had to come and do my show. Uh-huh. And so now I get to email her and go, well, guess what was on my show today? This could help you exponentially, not just with the one student that we had the IEP meeting with or for, but for all of your students that you're doing this with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so glad that it worked out that I came on right after that meeting. That's great.
Yeah.
it shows, you know, what people are currently doing and what we, the possibility that we bring to communities, which is great.
Yeah. And the fact, like they were talking about vocabulary, you know, and trying to build vocabulary into stories, and with the option of going in and changing the text once the story is generated, you know, she could do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And if she would, at the beginning where you kind of gave the story synopsis of what you wanted it to say, could you have said or any user put in there like, and I want these words used?
Yes. Yeah, you can. So the longer the prompt, you know, you can put in as much detail in there. I think there's a character limit. I'm not sure the number at the moment, but yeah, you can put in whatever you want. I can't promise that it'll pump out those exact words. It might get a bit confused sometimes, but 99% of the time it listens to you, which is the important thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up now so I can say, no, I'm just kidding. But we do. We are almost finished and we do have just a few minutes, but yeah, I am super excited to be able to send this episode to her because I really think it's going to save her so much time. And to be able to incorporate those words. And for this particular student, that's really important. Seeing words in isolation is one thing, but having them in a story with context around those words will help. That's just the way that this particular student learns best. And so being able to just type all of this in there, and you know, again, she works at a school, and I'm sure there are other teachers or other students that could utilize this program. So I will make sure to include that part as well, that, you know, they may want to check into it as a school license or school beta testing. So Ben, before we go, because like I said, we do literally have to wrap up here in just a couple mm-hmm. of minutes. Is there anything that you want to say that we haven't covered yet?
I think we've covered quite a bit. I mean, you guys have seen the product. You've seen the demo of what you can provide. I think the number one thing I want to so if anyone has any feedback, please get in contact with us, with myself. I'll just mention my email, ben@buildmystory.com. I'll always reply. I'm always here to help. And we're trying to build a product that will help everyone. So any feedback we can get, we're listening to. And that's how we've got to the product today. We've listened to everyone from all kind of corners of Earth and in different scenarios. And we've listened and we've tried to provide. So, yeah, please share it around.
All right. So there's your email, and I put it right into the chat. So anybody who is watching, it should be in the comments below or to the side, depending on how you're watching this. And also for those of you who will be listening only, it is Ben again at buildmystory.com. And that's B-E-N, typical American spelling of the name. And yeah, it was buildmystory.com was the website. I did want to pop up or just really quickly your Instagram. You are on Instagram. So it's again, instagram.com/buildmystory. So you can find them and follow them and go support them. I mean, this is just, this has been such a great episode. I am so excited for all of the possibilities that there are with this software and with this, you know, like I said, I'm a little skeptical of AI and a little scared of it. But when I see things like this and how it can be used to develop something so amazing, it doesn't scare me as much. You know, I truly see the benefits of it, and I appreciate that so very much. And just for everybody else, thank you so much for joining me today and my guest, Ben. I very much enjoyed our conversation, as you can probably tell. So again, make sure you like and subscribe to this channel, hit that notification button so that you don't miss any episodes of #NoLimits. I will see you next time. And remember, we know who we are, but not who we will be. Have a great week, everybody.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelly Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelly Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelly Kino is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shellykino.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shellykino.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.